Here's a fun one for you. What happens when a Spaniard who has never been to El Paso develops a curiosity and passion for our city and its music? Now, let's say this Spaniard decides to create a band called El Paso and a book titled El Paso, A Punk Story. Such is the case with Benjamin Villegas, who at this point has weaved himself and his fictional band into the real El Paso music scene of the late 80s. Here to share his vision and his projects with us is Benjamin Villegas. Welcome to El Paso.
Thank you so much.
So, Benjamin, how did you come to even find El Paso? Now, you're from Barcelona.
Yeah, I'm from Barcelona. And El Paso is a strange city for me 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And right now is like my second home.
How did that happen?
I wrote a book in 2013. And it's a little book, short stories. And my publishers told me about create a long book with music, because I'm a musician too. But I don't want to write a novel.
Right.
Because I love music biographies. It's my favorite books.
Me too.
Yeah. And with my wife, think about create a fake band and create the music of this band too. And she wrote a list of names in an email, 20 or 30 names. Uh-huh. And in the middle of this list, I can see this word El Paso. You go, oh man, I love this name to my band. And this is the first point to this crazy project.
and this crazy project, I mean, really, yeah. It's a little complicated to explain,
yeah.
But it makes a lot of sense once you understand it. Shall we try to explain it?
Yeah. Come on. I love movies. Cinema is a big influence in my art or creativity or something.
Sure.
And one of them, my favorite movies, is Forrest Gump. Uh-huh. Forrest Gump is a fictional character, but his fictional story walk in a real scene.
In a real timeline.
Yeah, yeah, in real timeline.
Real okay. Things that happen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And this is my point, is I want this in my book. My dream, I'm 36 years old, uh-huh. And the music to me is with Nirvana.
Yeah.
Is my top.
That's your yeah. band. Like if Nirvana's your Beatles, yeah, yeah, like the Beatles is to my dad, Nirvana is to you.
Absolutely. Yes. And when I was 13, Nirvana changed my life.
Yeah.
But when I'm studying Nirvana and his music and his influences, I discovered this scene in the United States, this punk scene in the 80s. On oh man, this is awesome to me, and I read to me the best book in the world is like the title in English is a book of Michael Acerrat.
Is that this band could be your
yeah,
life?
Yeah, this is my favorite book.
It's a pretty solid book if you want to know about punk rock history.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and this book explains me because Nirvana mm-hmm. is Nirvana,
right?
Because the grunge is grunge, and I think that. The grunge is the first point of a story, is uh-huh. the grunge in the 90s. But this book told me that Nirvana is the end of a scene.
It started before
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm. And, well, my dream is, oh, man, I want my own band in the 80s in the United States. The fiction and reality in a book, you can play with this.
Sure.
Yeah, and... I saw when my publishers offered me the long book, I think, okay, man, it's my moment. I create my band, and I need one thing with this band, and we need the singer singing Spanish mm-hmm. because my English is very horrible.
Although you're doing very well
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm trying. But I need that guys singing in Spanish. And El Paso... Mm-hmm. is the best city in United States.
That's right.
Yeah. and this is the thing with all this with the name of the band, with the project of my publishers, with the city. Mm-hmm. I need the real timeline. And
right.
And I wrote a man, I don't remember his name. I wrote a writer from El Paso.
Doug Pullen.
Doug Pullen is
you,
yeah.
But he,
is,
yeah, I remember yeah. you talked to him too.
Yeah, yeah. And that guy say me, visit El Paso, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can help you with questions in a word.
Right.
And you need see the city and live the city and feel the city.
Uh-huh.
And in 2015, I interview Marina Monsivais.
It's true. So let me help kind of bridge the story. So what Benjamin did was really like interject his fictional El Paso band into our very real El Paso music scene from the late 80s. So that had you talking to the guys from the Rhythm Pigs.
Yeah. Teenage Popeye.
You learned about all of the venues and
all
of the history.
I think that I am one of the best experts in
punk. You do know more about punk history in El Paso than most, because you really had to get in there.
Yeah, and I'm a lucky guy because Doug Pullen told me about you, about Bobby Welch.
Uh-huh.
That maybe is the awesome person in El Paso. I love her.
Yes, and she's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ed Ivey. This is the other big...
the important piece.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because he was very, very important in
yeah,
the music scene.
Yeah, I talked with Manny from the Chamanas and Sonic Ranch.
Yeah.
And this guy is the person that told me about Ed Ivey. And my message, my Facebook message with Ed Ivey is like a bomb. Is boom, and all the people is write me.
Yeah.
And well, I guess that I talked with the most important people
you
in
did.
The 80s. And the next year, in 2016, we return and talk with a lot of people of the early 90s scene for the movie. It's like
right.
the other
part of
yeah.
this project.
Yeah.
There's a book, there's a movie,
and
there's
record.
A record.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. But we need... The first idea was interviews for research
mm-hmm.
for the book.
Right.
But when we talk with you guys and Jordi is recording these interviews, we are in our hotel, and Jordi told me, man, we have a movie too. And this is the thing.
This is what's happening.
Yeah, man, this is happening. When we return of our second trip here in 2016, I saw that we need focus me in the book
mm-hmm.
and finish this book in the first time. And right now we are working in the movie. And I guess that all the project, that transmedia project, I think that will be beautiful, because it's not the same. In the book is one thing. The
right.
movie is another thing, and the album is music.
They complement each other
absolutely.
In the most beautiful way.
Yeah, yeah.
So people can't see because we're on the radio, but you have the book. What does it feel
yeah.
like to be finished
yeah.
with that?
Oh, it's crazy, Marina. I'm very lucky because my publishers make me this test book.
Yeah, your test print.
Yeah, yeah. Because they know that I want to be here right now in vacancy. Yeah,
yeah,
sorry, with my family, and they said me, hey, "Amen,
take the book,
your book, man." Yeah, and to me is so big. I'm very happy that stay here with you and the book in the middle,
yeah.
because in our first trip here, we are a strange young people with a camera. And we only have words.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to show you.
No, you had an idea. But again, I think quickly you discovered what is beautiful about El Paso, that you met a stranger. I met you. You were a stranger.
Yeah.
And then you told me your idea. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that just kept happening.
Yeah. To me, El Paso was my first place in the United States, to me. And my generation in Spain is very influenced by American culture.
Uh-huh.
And this idea of the fake band, I think that is more excited here
mm-hmm.
than in my country.
Yeah.
My people is like, you're crazy, man, not works. And here, all you guys say all the time, awesome, man.
It's this like, is great.
Thank you, thank you. And this feeling, this feedback with you make me create a real love with the city.
You can see, I mean, it's real. It's a book, and it's all about El Paso's real music scene with a fake band called El Paso.
Yeah.
That you created.
Yeah. And I won't think that right now, maybe this band is a little real too.
All right, let's stick with that. The band is a little real. Today, my guest has been Benjamin Villegas. He is the author of El Paso, A Punk Story, and he's also creating a complimentary film. And there is a CD out there by a band called El Paso.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
to share
you so
your
much,
story.
Marina. I'm very happy.